February 1st, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, the sole reason I transcend time and space to speak to you is to help you make better choices, righteous choices. In the world, most souls do not search out good versus evil. Souls just choose what is most meritorious or pleasing to themselves. Consequently, materialism, violence, terrorism, even ambitious leadership are the norm. Moral relativism rules hearts, not my commandments. From the beginning of mankind's existence, bad choices have changed the relationship between man's heart and mine. I call man to live in peace with one another. Man chooses aggression and war. I give life in the womb. Mankind legalizes the choice to kill life in the womb. I call each soul to personal holiness. Man devotes himself to the world around him. These choices clearly oppose my son's second coming. Understand that sinful choices are fashioning my wrath. Each present moment is one more moment for mankind to repent. Most choose not to. Most choose not to be convicted as to how they walk. My will is not a consideration. When my son returns, all will be made new again. Earth will not reflect my wrath and its righteous fury. Peace will reign in all hearts. The new Jerusalem will descend upon earth. All will live according to my will. Won't it be spectacular? Your yes in the present moment to holy love is your choice to build up my kingdom on earth. I cannot make it simpler. Choose to live in holy love, and in so doing, choose my kingdom of my divine will in your heart. Choices either reflect my wrath or my victory." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.